What we can do is to pull the tissue out like that, or also to squeeze the single testicles a little bit like that. Or also we can take it like that, so kind of make a ring around the base and then tickle the underside like that. So these are just some of the strokes, there's many more. Individual clients and couples, usually they want to learn how to communicate better about pleasure, and or they come with very specific sexual issues that they would like to overcome. So in my sessions, we can actually have one-way intimate touch. So I would wear gloves for any intimate touch and I would stay fully clothed, but they can be naked, and so we explore that in the session, which makes the sessions really effective.
Are there any cases that you're particularly proud of?
Man in his 30s who was married and who had this issue all his life, really, of wanting to last longer and not really lasting as long as he wanted to. And also, he had an issue with particular sexual turn-ons that he didn't want to share with his partner. And so there was a lot of shame involved. And so in the session, we could talk that through, the specific turn-ons. And so, the shame was just solved like that. And we also explored anal pleasure, because the penis actually corresponds to a clitoris in women. And so if men only go for penile pleasure, that's like a woman only having clitoral orgasms. So we involved the prostate and we involved the anus as well. That was completely new for him. And so that also made him last longer, because it's a more wholesome arousal, and also involving the prostate, but also the entire body. So now he could make love with his wife for up to 40 minutes, and so that was a great success. Something that's really a new phenomenon is that women are not happy with their vulva. Labiaplasty is on the rise by about 30 to 40% every year, and it is very young teenagers who seek that because they don't think that their vulva is acceptable. So the vulva is the outside part here, and the vagina is the inside part, but often colloquially people call this a vagina. The vulva comes in a huge variety, so even more variety than penises actually, because the inner, so either the outer lips are really quite closed with this kind of Barbie look like that, or the inner lips can stick out, and sometimes they are symmetrical, and sometimes they are quite fine, and sometimes they are a little bit fleshy. The G-spot sits on the ventral side here. And so in order to find it, what you may want to do is to insert a finger. There is usually G-spot tissue, which is called the G-ridge, from the vaginal opening. And so it's not just the G-spot, but the G-spot is like when you insert a finger and then you go around the corner, and that's the actual spot. When we go to the actual vagina, first of all, I would recommend to do some raindrops maybe on the womb area. That's quite nice. And then what's also nice is to first of all hold the pubic bone and to have the other hand on the heart like that. And then from there, what we can do is, first of all, I call them pussy strokes. And to just like take the hand with a lot of lube or saliva, to just like stroke like this. And then we can actually pick the entire vulva up like that and squeeze a little bit. That's often quite nice. And then we can explore the grooves. So there's grooves like between the outer lips and the inner lips. And for an actual inside stroke, what I would recommend is to have one finger on the G-spot and the other hand, the thumb here on the side of the clitoris. So what's often quite sensitive is the 2 o'clock here, when as if this was a clock face, and to squeeze a little bit like that. And so it's this kind of pincer movement. And also one finger can sit on the anus. That is quite nice in higher levels of arousal. This is called holding the yoniverse.
What common misconceptions do men have about the vagina?
Men are more happy than women if they are touched intimately quite soon in an intimate encounter. For women, it's the opposite. So women need to feel safe to open up, and so it's this misunderstanding between genders that men think, okay, they need to find the clitoris first of all, but actually no, they need to make the woman feel safe.
And what is the common misconception women have about the penis?
Often men tell me that the women handle the penis quite rough, but it's a very sensitive organ, really, and there are so many things that we can do with a penis, and it's not just that we need to have an erect penis to deal with, and so there are also strokes for a flaccid penis, and that can feel very nice as well. And so what you can do with a flaccid penis is you need a lot of lube, which can be either saliva or proper lube, and I would suggest to kind of like move the penis around. And you can stroke it out two different directions. What you can also do is, and I can demonstrate that with this more erect penis, you can do that like that, depending on the size, or you can do it like that, and you move the tip around. So when it's flaccid, that's actually quite nice, like that. And then there's they all have very funny names, these strokes. There's something that's called a lemon squeezer, where you come from the top and you let the gland sit in the palm of the hand, and then there's a kind of turning movement and then taking it off again. Or you can also go all the way to the base, which is the same way, and again turning around and then off again, turning around. What you can also do is go along the underside of the penis and press with the thumbs along the midline here. What is often quite nice is to stimulate the frenulum here. The other thing is to engage the testicles, and so often that's where women don't know that much about. They are a bit afraid to touch the testicles to hurt them, and so what we can do is to pull the tissue out like that, or also to squeeze the single testicles a little bit like that, or also we can take it like that, so kind of make a ring around the base, and then tickle the underside like that. So these are just some of the strokes, there's many more. We don't live in a very pleasure-focused society. Lovemaking and being intimate with our partners is something hugely important, and the paradigm needs to change there. People make love at the end of the day when everything else is done. That means they are tired, especially like if they have children on top of that and full-time jobs, and sex is not good quality sex. I encourage people to schedule physical dates with each other and to actually plan those. So maybe even sexting before, so that each can contribute their ideas to plan that date, and to make it more interesting, and also to cultivate their erotic creativity. Often people tell me things that they've never told anybody before, because sexuality is such an intimate issue, and it's often the make or break issue in people's lives.